The new WCHL Highest Run Stutz fan, my old buddy Freddie Cogger is here. Freddie Cogger in the midst of elation. Only way to describe it, because his Cleveland Indians are in the World Series.
Well, it's a very tough time. My friend Ed Loudermilk and I have so many friends who are Chicago Cub fans, Ron.
Yeah.
But two long-suffering baseball franchises, but I am a lifelong Cleveland Indians fan ever since I was 8 years of age.
So I've known that about you.
I am loyal. I have many faults, yeah, but I am loyal. So I just hope that it's well played and there's no controversial calls or there's no issues that would make it even tougher.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's a great, he's wearing his Cleveland Indians cap this morning as well. So I think it's really cool. And, Brian Thornburg and some other people I know, big fans of the Chicago Cubs. So I'm just so happy. I don't even follow Major League Baseball that closely anymore. I used to. But I'm just so happy that these two teams are in the World Series.
Well,
it is really cool.
It's just the tough part that I wish it had been in separate years.
Yeah.
Cubs play 1 year and they win. Indians play the next year and they win. So that's the tough part.
I agree wholeheartedly. One of them has to lose, unfortunately.
But it's kind of cool that two teams with long histories.
Yeah.
Long histories are involved in the Fall Classic. So
it's really cool.
It's fun. Thanks, man.
Well, anyway, I know that your question probably has something to do with
something
it,
with the World Series.
Okay.
And in fact, if you were watching the first night, the answer was revealed on the first night of the World Series game by Fox.
All right.
But we're going to use it here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go, folks. The World Series. The last time the Cubs won the World Series, of course, was 1908.
Mm-hmm.
The last time for the Indians, 1948.
Yeah, it goes back a long way, doesn't it?
Who was president in 1908?
In 1908.
Who was president in 1948?
So, two-part question.
Exactly.
Wow.
Who was the American president in 1908 when the Cubs last won the Fall Classic?
Uh-huh.
And who was president in 1948?
It might be hard.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Cogger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Cogger asking a two-part question today having to do with the World Series. And lay it on us.
I shall.
Thanks.
We were asking World Series, Cubs won in 1908. Indians won in 1948, last time for both. Who were the American presidents in those 2 years? In 1908, it was the last year for Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah,
because Taft was elected in 1908, but he didn't take office until March of 1909. And in 1948,
Harry Truman?
The American president when you and I were born, Harry Truman.
That's right.
Yeah. Give him hell, Harry.
Wow, that's a great question.
Well, Teddy Roosevelt, Harry Truman.
Yeah.
I'm just sad that there's got to be some team that loses.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Yep.
You think back, you think these teams have been playing for so long. They've had so many great players over the years. But
oh, my gosh.
Other teams always have the success.
Yep.
And I'm so glad to see them both in the series.
Well, Bruce Ballantyne, Joe Vanderfort, and all you guys out there who are Tribe fans, go Tribe! And Ed Loudermilk and my Chicago Cup friends, let's have a good series.
That's right.
I think
I'm going to go home tonight after the game and watch Major League.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And that guy was a Cleveland native.
I know.
As was Bull Durham, a Durham native.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.